Today's learning from the Mishnah's time. Losing from Shai and Meisha Neil Rivka's righteous areas from Nachmer and Meisha. Sus for Shalem of Time, Meisha and Malka, and Brahma Sar Malka, and Mantisa Pegodina. And a Sus for all those in and around that Israel. You hear me, David?
So tell him that you need to speak.
So we're holding Simon Shin Gimel. We are middle of Sif Beis. About four lines in. So Mechaber says, so for those on the WhatsApp, I showed a picture of this. Tzaytefes, he can mean sits, umagia me oizen la oizen. It's sort of this headpiece that goes from ear to ear. Veloiber shabitin. Shabitin is these pieces that hang down from the tzitz. It's an old what headgear that they used to wear then. It was it almost looks like a helmet, but it was made from material. It's very similar, but it only reaches to the cheeks. She wraps it around her head. And you hang it from the cheeks from each side. Right? So we said that you know. Go out with these. We'll see momentarily. You don't hear me, or it's the background noise. How would you? Second.
It's a service. It's going in and out.
Oh, it's a service. Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that. Now you got me. You hear me now? So, v'husha einem tvurim b'shivava, that it's not sewn on to the shivava is the piece that sort of comes around over the neck. Why? So why can't you wear this headgear? A lot of these go to the next person. And you're concerned that you might carry it in Shasarabim. Let's just go a little bit further here, finish up the Mechaber. But if it's sown, then you are allowed to go ahead and wear it if it's sown, because since it's sown to you, it's really difficult to take it off, and therefore it won't come off. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah over here. We are just a little bit the Chayshinon, the Minei Tachshehem. These headpieces were decorative and they were made very pretty, and therefore it was a concern that you might take it off. However, it was sewn on. Lek lemeches lahakisha einan nitelus hashvava by reis v'shus harabim. This shvava is not something that you would take off because it would require you uncovering your head. So therefore, if it's sewn to this piece that's attached, that covers your whole hair, then it, which was sort of like what they wore around their whole head. So the, and on the side, they had these things hanging. So if you would take off the entire thing, if it's sewn together, then the only way you can show it to someone would be through uncovering your hair, and that a woman would not do in the street. Says the Rama, and to those the Yesh Aimer, however, the Besula She'ena Chayshashis Legili Rai should be talking about a single girl who's not worried about uncovering her hair. I feel it Tura B'Shrava Asa. Then even if it's sewn on to the top piece, it would be Asa the Cheshinan Shemet Tesira Ima Shrava Asa Asuya. Because once again, these are these things that they're concerned that somebody might take it off and show it to them. As we said, these things are not so negated today, unless you talk have something that is common for people to take off. We don't really have any the godim that would be common to take off. Let's see the mechaber further. Let's see the mechaber further. Lysaitza bekeepa shel tzemer. Earmuffs are okay. People don't take off earmuffs on the street when it's cold. And Rabbi Yashi writes the earmuffs could be one. Lysaitze v'kipa shel tzemer. You're not allowed to go out with a kipa shel tzemer. Now, kipa comes from the word like yarmulke, your kipa. If you look on the WhatsApp, I posted a picture. Heads up, that picture was completely generated through WhatsApp because we cannot find any pictures of them. Why? Because it was this woven material head cap that they would wear on their head. And since it was made from material and it hasn't been worn in 2,000 years, it's not something that we're able to have survived. So based on the descriptions in the literature, I had AI generate that picture, although it looks like it's in a museum box that is generated by AI, so it might be completely wrong, but it's sort of, according to the way this farm write it was almost like this material thing that was woven. You wore it on your head, and sometimes they would hang adornments from that yarmulke-looking thing. So he says over here, Vavide Kuhutzi, says the, let's just, the, he explains over here, Parish, Kikela Masuya Me'ale Lulav, it's made, it looks like similar to those things that are made from leaves of a lulav tree, Shehem Bariga, that they're woven. Masha Inken, it's Masuya Kamin Lova, that's not something, this was a wider weave versus a narrow weave. Uruchavim kishtei etzpoyes kishir, these are wide two fingers. Veloy beitzdema, dehenu matlis shatoylem bechutel shel tzevaynim. The itzdema was this other thing, was a piece of material that you would hang colorful strings from it. The toylen oysa lekala lafriach memeni hazvuvim. So there's two different things over here the Mechaber is telling us. One is this yarmulke-like thing that would also be hung with decorative item. And the other one was a piece of material that they would then hang these colorful materials from it, strings from it, down the, around the kala's face, and it would help keep the flies away. Both of them are something that would be common to be taken off, and therefore you cannot wear it outside on Shabbos. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. We'll talk more about this. Kishir sits. It's considered tachshit. Once again, we are concerned that you might take it off. Matlis, this bug, the item that would keep the bugs away, is not considered not a malbish and not a tachshit. That's carrying. Remember, what's the whole purpose of you hanging this thing from your head? It's only there to keep the bugs away. So it would keep it away because the cow would be embarrassed if a fly would fly on her face while she's looking at her by herself. She wouldn't want the flies away, so they would use this. So there's two different things brought down here in the Mechaber. One is this tachshit. Once again, you can't wear it because it might lead you to take it off to show it to someone, and then you might forget to put it back on, and you're going to carry it to Aldamus Rosh Hashanah. The other one is a different reason that you're not allowed to, being that it's not there as a malbish and it's not there as a takshit. So now it's considered carrying. You're not allowed to carry a fly swatter. Essentially, it was a fly swatter that you put on your head. You're not allowed to carry a fly swatter, and therefore it's considered carrying on Shabbos. Says the Mechaber Sivdal, you're not allowed to go out with an Ir Shel Zav. This is brought down many times in the Gemara. I showed a picture of it. But essentially, Ir Shel Zav was a golden etched or chiseled type of plate that they would attach to a headband, and the women, the kalas, would wear it on their head. Okay, Parish Rashi shehi tachshit shel ogel. It's sort of a circle. Mitzayarim by kamin ear. You engrave in it like a Yerushalayim. The yesh be'emtza lashon shemachaber ma'aseh malbush, and you would actually attach it to a malbush. Rabbeinu Tam parashik and atara l'raisha. So Rabbeinu Tam says that it was a headgear that you wore it like a headband in your head. Rashi learns the same thing, but instead of it being worn in the head, it was attached to a baguette. So this too, you're not allowed to go out with. Why not? Let's see the mechashir. So what's the chiddush over here? We already told you all these things you're not aware of. Generally, this was a very, very expensive item, and only a very chashuva woman would go out with it. Now, usually, a chashuva woman would not take off her jewelry on the street to show it to other people. So therefore, there is a makom to say that this kind of jewelry, which was only worn by the nobility, by the fancy, by the wealthy people, Maybe you don't have to be concerned that you might take it off. Still, mikol makom kashinim badil me'asi lakuyish achashiv tmei mikla miklila delakamen. As we'll see, it has a certain level of chashivas. Even later on, we'll see something that is okay to leave on. But over here, we're still concerned that since it's even though only the very fancy women wore, but this was a very very chashiv piece. It was extremely expensive. Since it was extremely expensive, we're still concerned that that they might take it off. So according to Rashi says that this was attached to a beged. Then if it was attached to the beged, then I should be able to wear it. You remember we had much earlier on, we had the bells that were attached to the child's clothing, even though as long as it didn't have a clapper in it, so it wasn't something that would make noise, you would be allowed to wear it since it was sewn on, and therefore you were allowed to wear it on when you went out. However, over here, according to Rashi's shot, which attached to the beged, we say you're not allowed to wear it. So the Chafetz Chaim is telling us the difference that it's very simple. Over there was ma'aser riga, it was really sewn on completely, and therefore removing it would require you to rip it off. This was attached to the beged. I don't know exactly how, but it was more. It was attached in a way that it could be removed from the beged. Since it's attached in a way it could be removed from the beged, you're concerned that somebody might take it off. The cave and shoot tachshit. Since it's attached, we're worried that you might take it off and show it to him. Certainly, the Rabbeinu Tam's point that it might be a. That it might be a that it's a headgear, like a headband, and that's the picture that we showed, that it's a headband that you wear in your head. Certainly, there it's very easy to take it off. It's not attached to anything else. Okay, klila. So what is the klila? So klila, the only way, if you look at the picture, I did post one. This is also AI generated, but I think it's pretty accurate based on when the Svarim explained it. It's a decorative piece of clothing that the women would wear. You'd place it on your forehead, from ear to ear, because and you would tie it to your head through strings that were attached to the end. So it sort of went halfway around your front of your head, almost like the Indians would wear, but these were much fancier. So these moteris lotzis, but you're allowed to go out with them. Bein shu asuya mechatiches shel zarf, ruzais bechut. Bein shu asuya mechatiches kvuris bematlis. No matter what kind, you're allowed to wear it. Now the question is why all of a sudden these are you allowed to wear? Till now, every single taksha we said you're not allowed to wear. So why all of a sudden this klila, which was a decorative piece that was attached to the front of the woman's forehead, why are these allowed to be done? Bein shu yasua tam. The man darka lemepig, who went out with this? Only Isha Hashuva. So the regular Damainam did not wear these. This, although by the ear shel Zahav, we said that she might take it off, even Isha Hashuva will take it off and show it. But this was not as Hashuv as the ear shel Zahav. And since she's an Isha Hashuva, she would not take this off. Because of Paiskim. And then, by the way, this halacha that we learned just now is the premise for everything that we have b'zman hazeh. It's very, very important, and I'll explain why in a moment. Any other jewelry that everybody wears, it was sort of standard, not fancy stuff. Even though the chacham just said that. Beged that the Cheshire women only wore, they're allowed to wear out because they won't take it off. However, if a Cheshire woman is wearing a tachshit that a regular woman would wear, and there we are concerned that they might show it, she too, you can. So it goes with the type of tachshit. So if it's a type of tachshit that Rabbanu would gozer on, then you're not allowed to wear it, even if you're not the kind of person who would take it off. If it's a kind of tachshit that you would not take off, then you're allowed to wear it. Now, why did I say this is so important? Because over here is the first time that we actually see this difference where the mechaber and everybody's saying that a chashuva woman would not take it off. All of a sudden, you're allowed to wear it. So, kumta chayis, what do we see from here? that this concept that the gzeira was made for something that might be possibly taken off. So if the metzias changed and the olam is not taking anything off, then the women are not wouldn't take off jewelry in the middle of the street in order to show it to someone. So then the metzias changed, and if that's the case, then you are allowed to take it off. Okay, we'll stop over here. Sorry for the background noise, but Mitzvah Shem, we will continue tomorrow.